Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Is it a crisis? Hi, I'm Jarvis Smith, and my new show, Lean Into Clean, will inspire, impress, and inform. What can we all do to clean up our lives so the next generations and, of course, our beautiful planet can thrive? Perhaps we've all lost our way. Lean Into Clean will showcase how we might remember, refocus, and restore the natural way so we can again live in balance and harmony with life on Earth and all its inhabitants. Welcome to this week's Lean Into Clean. I'm Jarvis Smith. This is UK Health Radio. Oh, gosh, it's been a full-on week. I hope that you've all had a nice time and you're out of January. We've got rid of that dry Jan feeling and we're now hopefully getting back to business in February. Doesn't mean you need to go out and drink, of course, but I certainly did the dry January. Now, I normally would start with a news piece, as you know, at the beginning of the show, but I'm so excited with today's guest because she actually joined me on my very first Virgin radio show. And I don't mean Virgin the station. I mean my radio show on UK Health. And it was just the most amazing chat. And I did promise that we'd need to chat again and catch up again later to find out, get some updates. So I'd like to welcome Joe Wood to the show again. Thank you for joining us, Joe.
Hi, Jarvis. Good to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you. In fact, you and I haven't even really connected much, have we, over the last few months because we've been so busy. So this is a good opportunity for me to have a catch up with you anyway.
It's just a catch up.
So those of you that don't know, a bit of an introduction to Jo. So Jo is, she's an ex-model, she's an entrepreneur, she's an organic lifestyle guru. She was married to Ronnie Wood back in the day, so travelled with the Rolling Stones and, you know, kind of looked after his health and his food and all of that. You can catch up with all of that on the last conversation that we had on the last show. So this time I want to get a bit deeper with you, Joe, and we can get down to stuff. But first of all, since when was it? September, I think, the last show. What's been going on in your world, in your kind of celebrity world? Have you done it, been up to anything cool?
I tell you what I did do in October. I went to India and did a Panchakarma, an Ayurvedic cleanse.
Ooh.
It was so good. It was really great. And the first day I got there, they said, do you mind having a man or a woman masseuse? And I said, I don't mind. I said, the doctor said, okay, we'll give you Thomas. And I went into the massage room and he said, lay down. Well, I had to put a G-string on, lay down. And I thought, that's funny, lay down on the floor. And he stood over me and he held a rope.
Yeah.
And he massaged me with his feet.
With his feet, yes, yes.
Oh, my God, I couldn't open my eyes. I could not open my eyes. It was like, oh, Jesus, are you really doing this with his feet all over my bum? It was just... Anyway, I soon got used to it because it happened every day. But
yeah,
it was a fantastic cleanse. So I did that in October.
So was that in Kerala? Did you go to Kerala?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because that's the Ayurvedic tradition, isn't it?
Yeah, I went to Dr. Unis's Ayurvedic hospital and retreat.
Oh, amazing. I've done something not too dissimilar back in the day. And I think I had like a week's worth of massages. And I remember I remember coming back to the UK. Not only did I feel rejuvenated and all of that, but I was taller. I remember being like physically taller, and I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah, they said that to me. He said, I will make you taller. It was such a great experience because the diet you're on is food that your body doesn't need much to learn to digest. So all the work is going on healing inside of your body because you're not, digesting food all the time. But it was incredible. And I had turmeric body scrubs with two guys scrubbing my body with turmeric powder. I mean, it was just, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, nice. So how many days of treatments did you have?
I did 21 days.
21 days. Whoa, that's a big one. Amazing. And did you go on your own or with a friend or?
I went with my very good friend Doris Lefrene,
Yes.
and she's all, so into India and everything. She hangs out all the time with Sadhguru.
Yes, I remember Doris. You've introduced me to her. She's and you've been out to the ashram a few times with her, haven't you? To Isha.
And so that was wonderful. And then at Christmas, I went with my son and his family to Namibia.
Namibia.
Yeah, it was
Wow.
fab. Such a different kind of place to what I
That's
expected.
not a place you hear about people going to every day, is it?
No, it's the Ger after the Second World War, the Germans took it over. And it's this main city, a main town, Windhoek, is so clean and tidy. It was so unlike what I thought it was going to be. And it's interesting, but I loved it. It was great. We went stayed
Nice.
on a conservation park. Kids saw all the animals. We were chased by a lion
Were you?
in the car. It was furious that we'd found it, and it just leapt towards the car. The kids were screaming, "Ah!" Hysterical. It was hysterical.
Oh, amazing, amazing. That sounds really wonderful. We took Vivi when she was two, I think, to live with a Maasai in
Did
Tanzania.
you?
Yeah, we did, and that was amazing. We literally lived with with them and kind of ate their food and stuff like that. It was amazing. And then Katie and I had a Maasai wedding.
Did you? How
Yeah.
cool is, oh, I think I remember something about
Yeah, yeah. But
that.
it's just
Did you drink the blood?
I didn't know because we were both vegan, so obviously we didn't do that. And
Was a good excuse.
I did do all the kind of the jumping that they do, and really got into the kind of male aspect of it. And it was so powerful. I got into a bit of an altered state. It was like, and they all did got into this because they take this kind of medicine. I'm not even sure what it is. But yeah, it was an extraordinary experience. But the reason I'm sharing it is because Vivi has been absolutely in love with cheetahs ever since, and loves big cats.
That's
And yeah, so it was mind-blowingly heart-opening for her. So I'm glad
amazing.
you took the kids. Although it can be a bit edgy when you've got small ones with wild animals around.
But no, they're not small anymore. They're
Oh,
18
good.
and 14
Oh, okay,
and
great.
18. Mind you, they were screaming like they were about five.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, how amazing. I remember one night we had did you sleep in tents or were you in lodges or
We were in lodges.
were in lodges? Well, we were in a tent one night up at the kind of sacred site where the young Maasai go to become warriors. And then I can't remember exactly what it was, but something was sniffing around and we heard it, and then it was sniffing right up to the tent. Oh, like really. And then we found out in the morning it was a couple of hyenas that were sniffing us out. And then the next night, there were apparently some eyes were seen kind of goggling at us because they'd killed a goat, and obviously to get the blood and stuff. So there
Oh
was the
yeah, they got too
scented.
quick with it,
And it
yeah.
turned out it was a leopard and a leopard cub that had come up and like literally come and sniffing around the camp. So if had any one of us gone off for a pee during the night, as you need to do when you're in a tent, we could have been in trouble. So it was all quite edgy, but we loved it.
Yeah, it's so exciting. That's
Yeah, it was. It was.
great.
But would you go back there again? Was it? Would Would it be a place?
Yes,
to get...
I'd love to go back there again and sort of explore it more. But I mean, I've been to Kenya a few times, and back in the my when I was married, and with the kids then, and Ty fell in love with animals then,
Did
and
he?
he
That was a
still is like
connection.
that now. He absolutely had got a real passion. I'm surprised that he didn't go back and work there. I thought Tyrone would have done. That's my
We've got
son.
that feeling for Vivi. She desperately wants to do that. So, oh, how lovely, how lovely. So that's, I mean, that's really great. And how's life on the off grid? How's the off grid lifestyle going?
It's good. I'm still here, still surviving. Everything's working well. I went through a bit of a when I got back from India, that I had problems with my batteries and things like that, but I've sorted that all out now. Everything works fine. And
Ah,
so
funnily enough, talking about batteries, I think I put you in contact with one of my mates who runs
yeah,
Pure Drive, didn't I? And they
yeah,
sort
that's
of
right.
say, yeah.
So he then recommended me this guy Thomas from Howtech.
Yep.
And so it's him that sorted out my whole system.
Gotcha. Oh, fantastic.
Oh
So what
yeah,
did
my
you do?
friend.
Get an upgrade of batteries or what was it?
Yeah, because the batteries that I had before, the guy had put in were the acid lead batteries from machineries. And Thomas from Howtech said, "You shouldn't be having these batteries, Joe. The best batteries for my home, off-grid living, is lithium batteries." So I've now got my new lithium batteries,
Great.
and everything's working perfectly. Where
Amazing.
if anything, if we all the power goes off, everybody to mine.
Yes. So well that okay. Well, we know where you live, so be careful.
Oh dear.
We haven't quite been able to get completely off grid yet, but I have bought this solar power generator, and it charges up from solar, and then it stays fully charged. So it's a bit like your smart battery, essentially. And then if the power ever does go down, that kicks in, and we'll keep us powered because we're out in the country, and occasionally you do get power cuts here, because it's fairly rural. So we're nearly there, not quite, but nearly.
Been having power cuts in Canada, apparently. So,
Well, there's a lot of strain on the systems, isn't there?
I heard that it's something to do with the solar flares. Who knows? You just don't know.
No, you just don't know, but there has been a lot of solar activity, and I know you keep up on all this, don't you? I mean, I do because I've got this little gadget on my phone that tells me when there's been solar flares and
Oh, you
kind of.
have?
It's really good. I'll send it to you if you like. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but it does tell me when there's been quite well to any solar flare actually. It monitors, but it tells you when there's been quite a serious one. And there was quite a serious one just before New Year, I think. There was like one of the biggest solar flares in terms of intensity that we've had for 100 years or something like that. So
Really?
which could have been the time when it was knocking stuff out because it's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so powerful. Oh, well, I was there sitting in Namibia, quite
Yeah, nice. Nice. Luckily, it didn't come straight to the earth. It went off to the side, so we kind of just got some of it. But it was around the time when the aurora the Northern Lights were seen in various
Yeah, I've read
unusual
about that.
places and
They saw
exactly.
Northern Lights all sorts of places. That was very
That's
interesting.
right. Yeah, so that was all off the back of that
There's a
solar
lot of
flare.
interesting stuff going on at the moment with everything. Solar flares, astrology, all sorts of thing is going on.
Yes,
And
yes.
the world is changing.
Yeah, it does feel like it, doesn't it?
It
If it does
does.
feel like there's a new kind of wind in the air.
I think people are also coming to the realization that the healthier you are, and we are able to look after our own health. And I think people are realizing it's up to us, not up to anybody else, to look after your health.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I've been talking a lot about, I run my spirited business and leadership retreats, and we've got a community. We've got about 80 people in the community now, and Some of them show up on a Monday morning to do a meditation call and just set ourselves up for a week, and so for the week, and we do that every week. But one of the things that's been coming up really strongly for me is culture. And I don't mean culture on the outside. I mean culture on the inside, like cultivating that culture, that microbiome, you know, stomach culture, which is what this kind of is all about, isn't it? It's like, and that's the beginning of your health for
healthy person.
Yeah, exactly.
So that means everything you put in you must be good and natural and organic and healthy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then that you'll stay healthy if you've got a healthy gut.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been really trying to cultivate lots of probiotics and lots of fermented foods and sourdough breads, and it's dangerous because it's all so tasty. I'm just eating loads.
Yeah, but you know, when you look back to the 60s and the 50s and the 40s, everybody ate a good amount of natural food.
Yeah.
And nobody was obese and with all these illnesses like we have now.
Yeah.
Because their food was uncontaminated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's so much research now, isn't there? And that brings me nicely segued to, you know, how you started on the whole organic movement. And you understood that journey really early in your life, didn't you? That kind of getting the right ingredients and minerals and foods and et cetera. And actually, if anybody wants to catch up with any of that kind of story, that is in the first time we had Joe on the show. So you can go back to that.
Did I chat about that then?
Yeah, you did. You did. And we talked about, you know, Ronnie, and you took your little stove away with you so you could cook stuff for him. Yeah, so we did. We talked about all of that. So I don't want to go over it again, but I do want to ask you, I've asked you about, you know, living off grid. Are you still managing to grow stuff? And are you still, is that all going well?
I'm about to plan this year's garden.
Yep.
With Sarah, my gardener, because I need her help.
Yeah, well, it's a big
grow.
Job.
I can grow stuff, but I do like help.
Yeah, fair enough. It's not, probably nice to have some company if you're out there on your own.
Yeah, she's lovely, and she's got such a passion for everything. So we're about to plan what we're going to grow this year, because I really want to make sure the garden is really fat. I don't want to buy any vegetables from any shop at all this year.
You are good. We're still getting our Riverford boxes once a week, because that's like the second best option of growing your own.
Yeah, I get Riverford.
Yeah, it is amazing because it's all organic. So what have you planned? What's in the what Are you got avocados and bananas coming now the weather's changing?
Yeah. No, it's going to be corn.
Yeah.
Potatoes, corn, beets, radish, cucumbers, lettuce, tomatoes, all of that stuff. And this year I'm going to do a medicinal garden. So all the herbs that are good for you, like mullein, it's easy to grow.
Yeah.
Evening primrose, just all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, lovely.
Space for an organic medicine herb garden.
Yeah. Well, thank God that today you can be a white witch and not get burnt at the stake for it.
Yeah.
Because we all know that all of that wisdom, that indigenous wisdom that was inherent to us and natural, you know, all got wiped out back to, you know, when religion came along and kind of took it all out of the game. So thank God you're able to do stuff like that and be, you know, be back in touch with nature in the way that we should all, you know, could all be living, which would have been much better for the planet, wouldn't it?
Great for the planet.
Yeah.
Really great.
So, Joe, we're just going to go to a commercial break quickly. Anyone that's listening, don't go away, because I want to ask Joe about her Alien Nation podcast. She's just about to get into the second series, and I want to hear some of your UFO stories and alien stories. So hang tight. We'll go to commercial break. We'll be back with Joe Wood in a second.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Good.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Jarvis Smith, Lean Into Clean. I'm here with Joe Wood. We are just catching up, really, which is absolutely great. But Joe, I want to ask you, because we didn't get into this on the last show. So you started a podcast, which has become, you know, amazing, Alien Nation, which was about, well, what is it about? You tell me. What is it about?
Well, it's about people's alien UFO and alien experiences. And, you know, I started it because I'm so fascinated about what's out there, if they're aliens, planets. I mean, I've always had this fascination, and it just, I remember when I was about 12 and my dad was reading the Sunday Times, and on the front of it, it said, "Was Jesus an astronaut?" And, you know, I was a Catholic girl going to a convent. I know that's hard to believe. But so we had nuns, and it was only one way you could think about things, you know, with the nuns. And suddenly I see this thing and I read it, and it was an excerpt out of that guy's book. I can't remember what it's called now. Is it Chariot of the Gods? Something like that. And I thought it was fascinating. Mm. And it was another thought. And me and my brother used to say, well, there's got to be something out there. How can we just be alone on this planet?
Yeah.
We can't possibly. And we used to sit and talk about it for ages. And my brother had a wild imagination. And he was saying, oh, there's weird things up there, and there's this and there's that. And then years later, I was in Rio, or not in Rio, I was in Brazil at a place called Recife, and it was, the kids were about, Leah was about 17, 18, Ty was 14, 15, and we were on holiday there, and we were leaving the next day to go back to São Paulo, and Ronnie was outside in the garden. And it, with this house looked over the sea, and it was about 11 o'clock at night. I was packing up, and then Ronnie started shouting, "Joe, Joe, get here, get here." I thought, oh, what is he going on about? I went outside, and there over the sea was this object that was massive. And I stood there, and he ran in to get his glasses, and I stood there, and as I watched it, it lifted up into the sky and went to the right a bit and then shot across the sky at a speed that was just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I just stood there and I went, oh, my God, I've seen a UFO.
Wow.
It was so amazing. And the next day we got on the plane and we picked up the local papers that they were giving out, and on the front it said UFO Invaders Brasilia, and the air hostess translated it for us, and hundreds of people had seen the same thing that night.
Right.
I knew I wasn't mad.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you saw it with your own eyes. Obviously, Ronnie saw it. And that, I mean, that's amazing. So that kind of, I guess that really stimulated a quest for you, didn't it? It's like, well, if I've seen this.
I became obsessed about staring at the sky and looking for information, and people would say to me, yeah, all right, Joe, you must have been drunk. And they were all like always putting me down about UFO.
Yeah.
And I was so convinced. And then I met a friend of mine called, I was talking to a friend of mine who used to work for Radio 2, Mike Hansen, and he said, I'm leaving Radio 2 to do podcasts. He said, if you come up with a good idea, we'll do the podcast. And I just
went,
UFOs and aliens.
Brilliant.
Let's do it.
And that's how it all came about. Brilliant. Well, you very, very nicely introduced us to Mike Hansen as well. And then he recorded our first couple of series of the My Green podcast as well. So,
lovely guy.
Yeah, he is. He's amazing. So just for anybody that's listening. So Alienation is a podcast show that Joe started. I mean, I'm just looking at it started in 2019. Some of the people that you spoke to, there's some big names here. Sean Ryder, Jean-Michel Jarre, Dan Aykroyd, Brick Smith. You got Robbie Williams on there, Pixie Geldof. And then it goes all. I mean, there's just episodes and episodes. There's loads of them. So if you're into this stuff, you must get it. But the one that really caught my attention was David Icke. And you spoke to David Icke, because he's already got a kind of, you know, I really like what he talks about, because he's, you know, he really pushes the boundaries. But what was that like? What was it like speaking to David Icke about this stuff?
Great. I was quite nervous about speaking to him, actually.
I bet.
We had a great conversation. I could have talked to him for hours and hours.
Yeah.
But he has some really interesting ideas, you know, like, you know, everything isn't real, we're living in a matrix, and they're hard for some of the things are hard for me to get my head around, but I you know, you realize that anything is possible, we just don't know, we don't have any idea. So I thought with my podcast I thought I would find out and be clearer about everything by talking to all these people.
Yeah.
And it did the opposite, really.
Oh, did it? Oh, no.
I thought I'd find answers, but instead I found more questions than answers.
Yeah, I think that's probably what they want us to, you know. I do believe there's certainly other dimensions and other, you know, other realities and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I think we're in this world where, yeah, this is my very personal, humble opinion. I think we're in this world where it does seem to be a bit controlled and a bit manipulated by the powers that be, because they don't really want us to be empowered, because we're controllable then, aren't we, if we're, you know, if we don't know too much.
Well, I think with meditation and opening up your third eye and we will become awake to all the possibilities, and apparently we're going to go into a golden age.
Yes, there's lots of talk about that. So many spiritual not religions but spiritual kind of movements have talked about this golden age. And astrologically, I don't know if anyone's into it, and I know you are a little bit, we've just come out Pluto, which is one of the main kind of, you know, kind of influences, if you like, on our world, has just gone from a Capricorn into a Aquarian age. So, and that's a bit supposed to be linked to, you know, the fact that we have gone from this kind of, you know, very dogmatic era and moving into perhaps, dare I say, a more spiritual era, which is.
I think you're right there. I think we're definitely going to go into a more spiritual era. And I think people are going to, I hope that eventually we'll get rid of these controlling people.
Yeah.
And we will be able to live in harmony. And we will have free energy like Tesla wanted us to all have.
Yeah.
And we will be, and it will all be about love, not hate and greed and all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah. Well, even in the Bible, which is quite a mainstream book when it comes to religion, you know, that talks about heaven on earth. That talks about bringing heaven on earth. And I did some just very basic thinking about this, and it was like, if we did let the earth do what it needs to do, i.e. rejuvenate, rewild, reforest, etc., got out of the way, stop taking its resources to sell for profit, because that's currently what we do, then the natural world would come back into a state of, I think, nirvana, like beauty, and because it knows what it's doing. It's way more intelligent than we are as humans. And then we'd be able to live in a more of a kind of hunter-gatherer type way. And I don't mean that killing animals. I mean, you know, hunting for, foraging, if you like, is a better term. you know, for that. And of course, you know, there is an opportunity. The problem is, of course, that the powers that be are
Don't
trying
want
to
that.
sell everything and make profit and control it all. So,
Yeah, don't make any money if there's no if it's
no,
all
exactly.
yeah.
If it's all free, then no one makes money. But we've got to come out of this system because we know it's killing us. We know that the climate crisis, which is what this show is all about, you know, is you know, there is change happening. However you want to look at it, whatever your opinion is on it, there is change happening, and we're beginning to see different weather patterns manifest. And you know, whether we've been responsible for that or not, who knows? I know you have a different take on that, but
Yes, you know I do, don't you?
yeah, and that's fine. Everybody, you know, everybody has their own rights. But what it brings me nicely to is, as you know, Joe, we always, always, always ask our guests to bring us a couple of songs that really speak to them about, you know, the state of the world, what's going on in the world. And you gave me two absolute crackers. So I want to play the first one because it very much kind of sings into what we're talking about now, which is, it's by Michael Jackson. It's called They Don't Care About Us, which is completely in sync with what we're talking about, right? So we'll play the song. We're going to play the whole song because it's such a cracker, and then have a dance around, do what you need to do, and then Joe, you can tell me why you chose this song, and we can get back onto the subject of what we were talking about. So this is They Don't Care About Us by Michael Jackson, one of my musical heroes. Yeah, what a great, great record. I mean, you know, he really was the king of pop, wasn't he, Michael? I really miss hearing his music because it was always so influential in my life. But tell me, Joe, They Don't Care About Us. Why did you pick that song when I asked you to choose some songs that are soundtracks to the time?
Well, I only heard it again not so long ago, and I thought how ahead of his time he was to be writing a song like that, because it's now that I think they don't really care about realized that they, the governments, world governments, well, they don't really care about us.
No.
And so that song for me was so it was ahead of its time, and he's talking about the same things that's going on now.
Yeah.
And
There was an amazing movement, wasn't there, in that time? I mean, I guess it was 80s, wasn't it? That kind of Michael Jackson was really strong. It was certainly with that. He did another great song, which I know we're going to play. Is your second song as well. Now, thank you for that. Thank you for that. So
He
talking
was
about,
brilliant.
say that again.
He was brilliant, Michael
He is,
Jackson.
yeah, he was an absolute master. And it's such a shame that, you know, whatever opinion you have on him or, you know, the lifestyle that he lived, you know, let's not forget the music and how great it was, and
I
how.
think, but I don't think, I think that he wasn't like they said he was.
No.
I think
No.
he was childlike in his mind.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm you know, somebody that had just been had that kind of unusual upbringing and lifestyle, and you know, completely in a different world. I mean, I remember hearing, funnily enough, it's related to the next song we're going to play, actually. So I don't want to be give away too many spoiler alerts, but I remember hearing that he used to go and sit in a tree in his garden, and just listen and. Nature used to, you know, he used to hear the music and the words for the songs just come out of nowhere. And that is my experience. When I write songs, that's what happens. I don't sit and pen them. They just come to
Come to
me.
you,
So yeah. And then you have to learn them.
have to write them.
You write them, exactly, and then learn them. Yeah, record them, write them, record them, and learn them. So, you know, I totally relate to that. I think there's a huge amount of humility as well in that. You know, for somebody of such big stature, such big music empire, to actually say, well, you know, these songs are given to me from another place. There's a huge amount of humility in that, isn't there?
Yeah, and that goes back to the aliens and things like that. You know, you don't we don't know how, like Tesla, he used to say that he used to go into a quiet place and these ideas would come to him. There's
Yeah.
lots of famous people throughout history that ideas, brilliant ideas, have just come to them, and
Yeah.
it makes you wonder what goes on out there.
Yeah, nearly all the great ones. So on that note, what goes on out there? Let's come back to this because this is such a brilliant conversation. We're going to go to our next commercial break. I'm sorry, we are flying through this. Time's just like disappeared. So we'll see you back in a minute and we'll catch up with Joe and find out, how we make those connections.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, welcome back. I'm in conversation with Joe Wood. This is Lean Into Clean, UK Health Radio. Joe, we were just talking about the kind of wonder and the magic of that, I don't know, like a deeper level of consciousness or connection where you tap into the, the fields of, I don't know, spirit or nature or whatever it is. But have you had, you've been kind of really focused in sometimes in your life on this type of connection, haven't you?
Yeah. I think I've been guided.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I'm sure I've been guided in my life, because so many things have happened throughout my life, and I think, how did that happen? It's even when it came to me when I was misdiagnosed with Crohn's disease, and then I went through all of that, and I remember thinking at the time, why me? And then when I met Gerald Green, the herbalist,
yeah,
he taught me about food and what I put in my body and how it affects me and how it would make you, how it affects the brain and the GMOs. He taught me everything. And then I realized, hey, if I hadn't been ill, I would have never been where I am now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know all the information that I know now. Something that happened for a reason. I was guided to whatever. It's like when I bought this house, I thought, why have I bought this house in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah.
Am I mad? But I had a passion to get it no matter what.
Yeah.
And I was guided here. I think that's happened all through my life. I wanted to be a model and there was nothing that was going to stop me and there was no way that I could do it when I was 16. My parents didn't know anybody or anything in London and that world, but something pushed me to it.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. My life's been very much the same, totally. I think what it is if there's a receptivity to trust the if you like, the nudges.
Trust the universe.
Yeah, trust the guidance, trust the universe. Yeah. And I do think that very much relates to the times that we're in. I know, humans are calling this a climate crisis, but it does feel to me like there's possibly an opportunity for a big awakening in everybody. And maybe it'll be forced through the challenges that, the environment will change and will be forced into a kind of difficult patch. But that will evolve and come out the other side stronger and better.
We're being pushed into a situation where it's going to make people more spiritual and wake up and think about their health and think about what's happening and want big change. And say, hey, we don't want this. We want this.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that's happening now. There's so much independent media. It's got bigger.
Maybe that's a force from above.
Yeah, yeah.
It's happening to us all because they are guiding us into a better world.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Yeah.
They can't do it for us. We have to do it, but they can guide us. I think that's what it is.
And talking about being guided, you've got a new product that you've brought out onto the market, haven't you? Was that guided? Tell me about that, and what is it?
Well, every day I make a coffee, and I make it with, I froth up some nut milk.
Yeah.
But I also now will drink raw milk. That's my new thing. froth up some nut milk, and I add a level spoon of maca powder, which is great to balance your hormones, gives you energy, blah, blah, blah. Then I put in He Chu Wu, which is another powder from the Chinese that aids longevity and helps your hair get thick. And I put in astragalus, which keeps your immune system strong. So I was telling my son, I said, I want to do a powder everybody can just, like I do.
Yeah.
And he said, why don't we do a pill? And I put three mushrooms in it as well. So I said, all right. So he puts in, we added the lion's mane, turkey tail, and cordyceps.
Yeah.
Lion's mane for brain health, turkey tail for white blood cells, or is it reishi we put in? Anyway, so we've made up this pill called Longevity.
Wow.
And we sell it. In fact, you have a packet coming your way.
Yes, good, good. I know, because you told me about it on the show, and I said, oh, you must send me some so I can try it. And thank you very much. It hasn't arrived yet, but I'm sure it will.
It's only been posted today.
Okay, brilliant. So how do people get it?
It's on my website.
Okay, okay. And the website is JoeWoodOrganics.com. JoeWoodOrganics.com. Okay. And so what you would say is this is a health supplement. That essentially gives you all of those qualities you've just mentioned, plus the magic of the mushrooms as well, which we know are incredibly amazing, right?
And I've been growing the mushrooms here. I've been growing lion's mane here.
So have you?
I've been growing it in my warm storeroom keep them damp and dark and warm. And you get these beautiful lion's mane mushrooms that you can eat, and you fry them like you're cooking a steak.
Yeah.
Slice them like that. And then and then I dry them for Jamie, and he's got a lab, you see.
Right. So
then, and then I, like last week, I gave him a whole box full of dried out mushrooms, and he turns them into a powder, and we put them in the pills.
Wow, amazing. So and what have you noticed, like have you had any feedback from people that have been taking them?
I've got people that write to me and say they can't live without them.
Yay, nice. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. That's really fantastic, because the craziness that's going on in the world of, the pharmaceutical companies now trying to keep us sick so they can feed us with drugs. Yeah. It's all linked, isn't it? So the more control,
nature provides us with everything.
Yeah.
Everything we need, the herbs.
Yeah.
Everything. And we just need to open our minds and come round to that again. I mean, I love it all. I'm fascinated by it.
I am too. I call it the indigenous memories. We used to live like that indigenously before religion and everything else came along. And so it's just reconnecting with that indigenous natural connection to our earth. And that's a natural thing. That's what we did. That's what people still do on the planet. And we've just been separated from it so they could commoditize everything on the planet, and now it's time for us to wake up and remember.
I mean, I love it in the summer when I've got loads of lemon balm growing and I just pick it and make a tea with it. It's just, and it's so good for you. It helps you sleep, it helps break down viruses. It's fantastic.
Yeah, nice. Well, we come in sadly very closely to the end of the show. Would you believe that hour's just gone like that? Boom.
Yes, isn't it?
It's just flown by. And I want to get your second song in because it's such a powerful song. So before we do that, just tell me very, very briefly, what have you got coming up? Any TV shows coming up? Any new books coming out? Any that we'd know about the podcast? Anything else that you want to get across to the listeners?
Yes, I have a wallpaper range that's all natural. It's called Jojo
Ooh.
and Trixie,
Oh.
and it's inspired by vintage wallpaper.
Yep.
That and if you can go onto our Instagram site, me and my friend Catherine are doing that, and I've got a Help My House is Haunted coming up,
Oh, the TV show.
which
Yeah.
was fantastic. It was you. I can't wait for everybody to see it because what happens at the house was extraordinary.
You can't give it away. Spoiler
I
alert, you
can't
can't say
say
anything,
anything.
can you? This is a hot exclusive. Come on, Joe, tell
No, I can't. But that was fun.
When's it gonna air? When's it go onto
I
the
don't know. I'm
onto
waiting
telly?
on them. I'm waiting on them now.
Okay.
Sometime soon, I assume.
Yeah, great. So look out for that, everybody.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then I'm doing Vin and Omi fashion show in April. I'm just doing all sorts of bits and pieces.
Oh, great. Well, can you put April the 22nd in your diary? Because that's going to be the new P Awards date. So hopefully it doesn't conflict with
Oh no, it's
the Vin and
they're
Omi.
the beginning of April.
Great. So April the 22nd
Okay.
is Earth Day. And
Oh,
we're
how
having.
appropriate the next
How
song is.
appropriate is that? So it's Earth Day on April the 22nd. The awards are going to be on that day. Joe Wood, you have and always are amazing. Thank you for joining us. We're
I
going to
love
play out with your second song. And then I'm presuming we're going to play out with my song, Save the World. So it's all music from here. So, Joe, love you. Thank you so much. We're going to have you on again later.
it.
Yeah. And I hope to see you soon. I'm going to come around and have some lion's mane. Vegan steak mushrooms.
Yes, for sure.
This is Joe's second song. It's an absolute cracker. It's Michael Jackson's Earth Song. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. Bye, Joe.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.